For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team will open up the season this week, hosting Upper Iowa on Thursday night. We're joined by Brady Schmidt, a native of Bemidji, senior wide receiver. After the season you guys had last season, how long did the offseason just seem to carry on for you guys?
It still seems like it's carrying on forever. I mean, you, after that last game, you're just looking forward to playing another jersey. And, you know, I think 3 weeks here we've been just beating on each other, and you're excited for that first game. It feels like it takes forever, though.
As a native of Bemidji, what does it mean for you to have the kind of year that you guys had last year and kind of get the program back headed in the right direction?
It feels good. Like, my senior year, the BSU was in the right direction, and then the first couple of years I had here was tough to, you know, we were having a couple down years, but now that we're back in the right direction, it's pretty special. All the guys, you know, are coming together. It feels good.
More than half the team is here this summer. How much further ahead are you this year than last year?
It's crazy. You see the leaps and bounds you take from my freshman year having 12 guys here to sophomore year, probably 20, to junior year, you know, you got 30, and this year we got almost 50 guys here. And you see, we come into that first day of camp, and it's almost, you're not even reviewing anything. You're already installing for the first week of game. So it feels like we've been installing for Upper Iowa since our first week of camp, which is nice.
Chemistry between a quarterback and a wide receiver core is key to scoring points. As the wins kept coming last year, how much did that chemistry get better?
Oh, it's pretty hard not to have a chemistry with Jordan Hine, type of character the guy is. Great, great person, great athlete. I mean, all of our wideouts are super close with Jordan, and it's one of the best quarterbacks I've ever played with.
Is chemistry as simple as throw the ball, catch the ball? Or is it a little more detailed than that?
It's a little more detailed than that. You know, you got to have the same mindset. You know, there's certain plays where you and Jordan are thinking the same thing. You know, you see an open spot, he's already throwing it while you're running there, you know, stuff like that. And he's got that with a lot of wide receivers. I think we're about eight deep, and he's got chemistry with every single one of us.
You played on this field at night every Friday night of your high school career. How does it change when it's a college game under the lights?
Atmosphere is still the same. You know, you got that hometown vibe when you're in high school. It's a little different going to the college level, but the atmosphere is still, I mean, it's hard to beat that, the field on Lake Bemidji.
Offensive coordinator Craig Bagnell has changed the offense, added a lot more to it. How have you guys adjusted to him?
I think as an offense, we've all adjusted really well. I mean, winning games is what he's been doing, and I mean, no one's ever going to disagree with that. So, I mean, he's introduced us to a lot more. I mean, my football knowledge has skyrocketed since he's been here, and I think our whole offense can say the same. He's a really smart guy, and we all as a group just enjoy having him around.
How much has he adjusted just based on who he has and the tools that he has in the offensive unit?
We kind of got the speed personnel is kind of what we've been working with this year. We got a lot of fast, like even to our running backs. I think one of our running backs, Genna, is one of the fastest guys on our team. So as an offense, we're the speed run and gun as compared to my freshman year. We were more maybe a power team. So he's adjusted to that, which is good.
Best of luck.
Thank you.